Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Dinyake Mokalielie.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Combi tout Marvelous Kandemiri, who is alleged to have attempted to strip a woman in public in Harare, has been denied bail by a local magistrate.
We are happy that, you know, we have a lot of people who are interested in the case, not just women, but men were also there. And we believe that the kind of support that we have is evident that Zimbabweans are truly concerned about women's safety and security.
Some observers say the backlash against ZANU-PF officials perceived to be over-idolizing Deputy President Emmerson Mnangagwa is the strongest indication yet that Mr. Mnangagwa's loyalists may be turning against each other after crushing a faction allegedly led by Joyce Mujuru.
I would say politics is a game of coups and counter-coups. It therefore doesn't come as a surprise. I mean, that we are witnessing campaigns within a previously intact and determined faction.
And Education Minister Lazarus Dokora says all pupils who have not yet secured Form 1 places will be admitted in public schools despite the serious shortages of schools in Zimbabwe.
Combi tout Marvelous Kandemiri, who is alleged to have attempted to strip a woman in public in Harare, has been denied bail by a local magistrate. His lawyers told Studio 7 Kandemiri appeared in court chambers as police feared that gender activists would storm the magistrate's court as they have been angered by a video showing touts molesting the woman at a public bus terminus in the city. The state claims that he was a part of a group at the 4th Street bus terminus who tried to strip the unidentified woman, saying that she was wearing a too revealing dress. Kandemiri is facing charges of indecent assault. His accomplices are still at large following a police appeal for the identification of the assailants who appeared in a video which went viral on social media. Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye speaks with the gender activist Talent Jumo about this issue.
A lot of women turned up and we are happy that, you know, we have a lot of people who are interested in the case, not just women, but men were also there. And we believe that the kind of support that we have is evident that Zimbabweans are truly concerned about women's safety and security in our country, in our streets, in our towns. We are also very happy because the lawyers that are working with the courts who are also supporting the case of the girl have informed us that the accused men have been remanded in custody, so they weren't granted bail, meaning that they are still in police custody, and we believe that this is evident. You know, the courts actually taking this matter very seriously, and we believe that this will also ensure that the seriousness with which they're taking this case will ensure that more of the culprits will be apprehended and brought to the court so that justice will be served.
Was the young lady who was accosted actually at the court hearing?
At this point in time, we would like to just let that the identity and the movements of the lady who was harassed to be kept very confidential because most of the culprits are still out there and she is at risk.
That was gender activist Talent Jumo.